9:02, I guess. And Mike?
Okay, we're in the Park and Recreation section here, subsection Recreation Services and Program. Very little change.
Did I jump forward? Oh, there it is.
The wage and salary book published by the Association of Washington Cities and Park and Recreation Director's salary anywhere from about $42,000 to $75,000, depending on size city and what they do. Cast out a job description relative to that position. There are some things in the job description that are revenue producers that we would require this position to do. How much? I don't know. It's a guess until we have a couple years under our belt. If council wants to try this on, then we should start at the low end, I think about 45 for now, and see what revenue this position can generate.
I'm not seeing this. Is this in red or where at not added or what's the status?
Zeros.
It's got zeros on it.
It's got a zero on it.
It says the top on Park and Recreation.
Park and Rec.
Red zero.
Huh?
Page 7.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, I see.
I think it could be accused. You, if you got hired. That's the problem. What means the right person? I don't know. But I do know you got to go. If we ever get to this point, I think you literally have to go on job performance and their resume tracking it. Because I've seen some really successful ones across the country. And then I've seen some awful ones that are there just for the paycheck. Where you hired, they have to live there. So is this the year the council wants to try it on, or do you want to wait to see what the economics?
You know, at the budget retreat, I was in favor for this position. I think it would be a valuable position. But Mike, where are we at on our budget right now? Could you tell us or show us?
If you look down here at the bottom, we started, we were $102,000 to the good, I think. Now, this includes capital, of course, and we're going to fund the capital from the expansion of the tax fund. That's what the council should be. So basically, I think the amount for the office area that we put in would be subtracted from the $102,000, and that would be in our operating budget. And that would be about, I think, what do we have? About $45,000 for the officer and almost $19,000 for benefits. So that's about $64,000. And then, depending on the negotiations that are going on right now with salaries, that number is going to go up. If they choose to take the city paying full medical thing for this year, then the our cost for showers and benefits is going to go up above what we have in here right now. I think we figured there was a difference of about $30,000. So right now we have a placeholder in there for 1.5% on salaries. We would remove that and then we go under benefits, but that'd be about 2.8% of so if you took that police position and took that $30,000, you'd probably use up the $102,000. I think that's what it would look like.
And if our ending fund balance comes up short because we're short on revenues, that would affect our beginning fund balance and make it that much more shorter.
Fund balance, yes. Yeah.
I'm not in favor of this position until we secure another park. And I also, it was my understanding that when we first talked about this, that this position would be the, during the summer months, the pool manager. And according to this, duties and responsibilities, they would interface with the pool manager. So we're not eliminating the pool manager position.
You can not arrive at the park. It should replace the pool manager also.
I believe it's a position that we greatly need. At our gang awareness meetings, one of the things pointed out is this person would be very valuable with different activities in that. If this is the year, I don't know. We've got to come up with a balanced budget to do that.
I think I'm with Mark on this one. I think we need to get another park. I think that's more important at this point. And once we have that park, then this job is really needed.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you. We need a little bit more ammunition and fire with the parks and facilities to, the amount of revenue that we generated by hosting youth tournaments is huge. The amount of money that goes through Wenatchee, Tri-Cities, and those places is unreal. Even both lakes have been feasting on it lately. For example,
it'd be nice to really work on the revenue side of this first thing, to see how we can generate some revenue from this person. So.
Okay.
So move on.
Yep, move on.
Okay. Yeah.
We have recreational food programs. No real surprises in there. Total recreation, there's not a significant change in total recreation. Then we have pool facilities. We had an increase in the Cascade Gas. We had a budget kind of low, so we had to bump it up. Park facilities, it's up by about $6,000. I'm trying to hold on. Irrigation expense went from $8,000 to $12,000. So that was most of that increase there. And now we're getting to the capital. I have more of the discussion on that. We have in there $24,000 for a trim level at the 40-3280D. I believe this is a writing line. This is a larger.
I hope so. For $24,000.
And two walk behind mowers, and these are kind of more expensive than a residential mower because these are commercial mowers. So you see the prices. They're about $1,300.
They need to check the price on that. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous for even a commercial mower. I think you can get something
more. Yeah,
quite a bit.
It's pretty steep.
Better price than $1,300 for a push mower.
Yeah.
Even being a Honda. I know there's got to be something out there cheaper than that.
Chevy don't make one.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything here.
I know you two have to be quiet, but I don't
say anything.
I don't really like saying Toro. I mean, we've got a John Deere dealer in town. Let's keep it local and get a John Deere.
Sales tax.
Yeah.
John Deere.
I don't know if you have to bid on those, but I got no
they should be.
Big thing for a Toro. You're paying a couple thousand extra bucks because it's a Toro on it.
That's
I know the school buys them from John Deere.
Define a trim mower for me. I mean, that's what you trim around trees with and stuff like that, I thought.
It's a zero turn type deal.
It turns a tight radius.
Okay.
It's one of the ones that can go right around the tree.
Yeah. Z-track or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can buy those things that go behind a tractor and you stand behind them when they go around too. They're not that big.
They're talking about the ones that will actually go right around the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I know, like
be able
that.
To go around all those funny little curves.
They're pretty heavy.
The Housing Authority has those.
Who?
The Housing Authority has those trim mowers. I don't know what the price is on them, but
check with them and see.
Leave it in, take it out, reduce it.
I'll ask Al.
I mean, we got mowers now, obviously, that do it.
So even do we know what the mowers that we're replacing are like? Are they in bad condition? Are they?
We have one that's ending its useful life, and that's why Chip's asking for this one. That's about all I know about it.
Trim mower or the walk behind?
The trim mowers. And then the two walk lines, I don't want to answer. I think he said one is bad, but I don't remember that exactly.
I think he probably should have been here for.
He's on vacation.
He's off all the
time. Well, I know that the trim mower, the other trim mower was bought before I left the city. And it was a couple years old, I think, when I left. So, and that was 2005, 2004, somewhere in there.
Yeah, but a good Z-Track doesn't even approach 24,000. It's beyond that.
So say 20 and buy local.
Say 10 and you can see what they can get.
15.
Was this an auction or twice?
If I owned a business and come
like. Has he gone out and gotten prices?
Yeah,
from
that's where he came up with this number. Otherwise, it would be 22 or 26 or something.
Tell him to give us pictures of the current fleet.
So, do you want to revisit
I'd
this?
I'd like to talk to Terry on these.
Yeah.
Before I would make.
Okay, just leave it in that column and we'll do that as cleanup next week, at the end of the time next week.
Okay, we have a service truck. This is a shared cost. Excuse me. It's split four ways with the street department, the water department, the sewer department. So this is the parks share of that truck. That's $16,000.
And that's
three ways
four
or four
ways?
That's the four ways. That's right. It's
it's
$64,000.
Well, it's a what, three quarter?
Yeah, it's a crane.
It's a quarter
back.
Ton.
Well, it has a
and it has an extended crane. The crane we have right now does a telescope.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a like a ton and a half truck, and it's got extended arms on it for and a boom that. Extends out so they can pick the sides.
Yeah. Does it come with its own driver for $64,000? Jeez.
The thing is, guys, this is going to be, I just know this because I used to work here, but this is going to be replacing one of the trucks. It's a one ton. They were having problems with the transmissions on these things before I left. They're upgrading to a larger size truck. And they're getting a bigger boom.
It's a safety issue with the boom. They have to physically move the pipe with their hip with the existing crane instead of this telescoping crane because it'll reach out further. So it's really a safety issue for the guys at home.
Yeah, and they did go with a bigger truck so that the amount of equipment that's loaded on the truck, I don't know if it's, I think it's the one, it's got the generator, it's got the settling tanks, and it's got a ton of equipment on it, not including the crane.
Yeah.
So they were having a lot of issues with them because of the weight of the equipment.
If it's going to be used for that, and you got, you know, and you have to, they're doing a lot of stuff down the hole, and if they get in a place and get the down, put down in the hole, and then they got to move the truck. So you can get it in the right place, so you can set it on top of what you need to get it.
This is not a bad price. The ones
it's
at
safety
Evergreen,
issue,
it's
almost $100,000.
It's a heck of a lot less than having to pay for something back.
Yeah.
So you want to move that over?
Yeah. Looks like it. Yep. Okay. Kitty slide.
Wolf may want to carry that.
Yeah, this is the kitty sled that we wanted to look at getting a slide for the last slot last year, but the amount of money that we had was not going to purchase very much, and we were wanting to carry it over and add to it this year so that we could purchase something that would be a little bit more useful for the pool.
Oh, so you're saying put away 20,000 this year and then add again the following year?
No, we've got 20,000 that we didn't use last year and adding 20,000 to it.
Oh, okay.
Boom. So you want to change this to 40,000?
What? No, there should be
the 20,000 would actually be like a reserve fund.
The first 20,000.
Then we're adding
the end result is 40.
The end result was.
The end result's part, okay.
Because we've already budgeted in.
In 2010, yeah. Yeah.
It was.
Cause of kids?
When you got looking at this. It's unbelievable.
The prices on the slides and the pool equipment is just unreal. It really is, but we're hoping to get something a little bit more and to be able to find a better price with a little bit more research.
Council Tristan, what kind of?
I was thinking only $5,000 more, but.
No, I don't know.
Can we shop that a little bit first?
Okay, what?
Can we shop that? Like, first, I mean, unless you don't, you've heard it.
I mean, this is something that used less than 3 months a year.
You know, we don't have to use the full 40,000 either, but that would give us the.
What if we total at 30 and we came back, the committee has to review it anyway.
Yeah.
And then they'll come back and make a recommendation. That's the way we shop. We'll go through the committee.
Yeah.
And this is something that we need to shop very early, because what we also found last year too, is we were kind of shopping a little late, and by the time you get delivery set up, everything else.
So it needs to be, I mean, I actually need to start shopping pretty soon. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 40,000. Well, the number's not going to be exactly that, so just placeholder with 30. We'll get the bids.
And it's still in the council's control to say no. So
right.
We're not spending any money yet. We're just reserving the money is what we're doing.
Yeah. So you're moving over 10, right?
Yeah, because 20 should be within.
Yeah, 20's already there, so you're only moving over 10.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just show 30.
What happens,
that's what, $3,000
when we do an appropriation for the budget, at the end of the year, if the money isn't spent, it's gone.
Okay.
And it's in fund balance, but it is true in the fact that it is in fund balance because we didn't use it. But we have to budget the whole thing.
The $20 just makes your ending fund balance a little higher.
Yeah.
And then we just.
But you got to take it out the next year. Yeah. So, yeah, I see how he does
put
it.
Put 30 on the right hand lines instead of 40.
Okay, the next two items is a skateboard park. This is the second of 2 years for $100,000. And also the community center, which is the second of 3 years for $100,000.
We'll go back a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, okay. The $75,000 from lights last year. We didn't use it. We haven't seen the lights updated and finished. It's projected to be done by the end of this year. It's out for bid right now.
The end of this year is like our Main Street.
I was going to say, it's a race. We'll see which one gets done first, the lights or the street.
He'd probably be one of those too, and I would take him.
But there is something, there is. Oh, I guess we have two ball field lightings, one east and one northwest,
right.
And then the basketball court.
Right, yeah, east lighting, and then this was the
I would just say, Eamon, if it's going, if we're going into the frozen ground and winter weather and it's going to hang up, not doing a good job, I mean, if they put it in next March, it's not going to be the end of the world. So
okay.
I wouldn't.
I mean, I don't think frozen ground is going to be good,
but
I mean,
we want it done right. And if they say this is not a good time, then as long as I'd like to get it in before next season so we can use it.
Okay, that's the goal.
Okay, skateboard park is the second year of that, which is supposed to go into the new park. When we purchase it, it'll be part of the new park.
Right.
It's needed.
Okay, so leave that in there. We're not spending the money, it's just we got to set it aside.
That's the last one that we'll set.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm shaking my head yes on that one, but. I was one of the original border boys, so.
Oh, good. Okay, community center, second of 3 years.
I think that's a definite needed too.
Okay, seen lots of yeses.
Yes.
Okay, put that in also.
Even looking at that, you know, changing all that over, we're still quite a bit under budget of what we was last year. You know, we've got 547,000 there, and even with the total amount, we're only talking 262. So we're half for what we did to groups.
See the bottom, where's that?
Yeah, but don't.
$355,000. Right,
based now on your philosophy, Mike, we have to write $200,000 in there?
Well, I'm setting up a reserve fund.
Oh, okay, so you got it on a separate account?
Yeah, because if you look in 2010 under actuals, I actually put that in as being spent.
Okay.
And so it's already taken out of fund balance, so I'm going to move it to a reserve fund because it's too hard to keep track.
Right, I know what you're saying.
It's really pretty. So this would be a new thing, and I will make the point that with the way we stand right now, our ending fund balance is down to $848,000. Of course, we want to fund a lot of this stuff through the utility tax fund. If we want to make up that deficit of almost $306,000, I think on your list that I gave you of reserve funds, there's about $600,000 in the
utility
tax fund, and we haven't addressed the needs in the street fund yet. So I just want to make you aware of that as well. So.
But we can pick and choose though, and put just lower the ending balance by 200,000 and put 155,000 out of the utility fund, something like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So that's the Park and Recreation Department. I'll move down. Finding and code enforcement. The code enforcement changed by about $300, so it's not a foreshadowing there. The finance department actually, it went down because, the professional engineering for plat review went from 12,000 to 5,000. Daryl Piercy did budget this fund. So that was the difference. That was $7,000 there. And the building department, it went down considerably because, we were budgeting for Safe Built last year, and now we're budgeting the permit center for 2011 at $30,000. So that reduced the overall budget. So the budget in the total for the planning, building, and is down by about $41,000 around there. The library, there's no changes in the library. So we're actually at the end. And then, of course, this is the same math down here that I have down below. So I guess I would ask council before we close that how you want to fund this $356,000. You want to take some out of fund balance? You want to take it out of the utility fund?
Now, is that broken down already with capital and our additional manpower?
Well,
or is that all combined together right now?
I think the additional manpower plus the benefit increase for 2011 will use up the $102,000. So that's what I'm assuming, that's where the $102,000 goes to zero. And then this is all capital, the $356,000 is all capital. So
now, one of these funds, if I remember right, has to be projects over $25,000. Is that what it is?
That's our utility.
Utility
tax.
Tax.
Yeah.
So whatever we do that on, we have to make sure it's used on stuff over $25,000. So do you want to go line item by line item and pick them out, or how do we want to do this?
I don't know. Should we get big picture? Because you have everything else you go over, you're going to want to pull out of that utility fund.
Got some stuff out of the street fund, too.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has stuff they want to.
Well, we could do it tonight. We've got water, sewer, solid waste, All those are enterprise funds that don't impact, you can subsidize them, but normally you don't.
Mm.
Street fund is the only fund that, and I think there's two items on there that were talked in committee. One is doing $200,000 in overlays, and the other is to do the center lanes on Broadway. And I think the center lanes on Broadway were estimated at $280,000. So that's basically.
So if we could get some solutions to the general fund tonight, just pending the rest of the budget, you can always go back and change.
Yeah.
But we'd like to get some direction on keeping this balanced.
Okay, so it sounds like real estate excise tax we want to save with parks, correct? Everybody's pretty much in agreement on that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't want to touch that one. Okay, utility tax has to be $25,000 and above. So what do you want to do?
Yeah, we'll take out most of the stuff that...
Well, patrol cars for sure, I think, utility tax.
Yeah.
Oh.
The $200,000 set aside could come out of utility tax.
Well, then what about the portion for the vehicle, the other vehicle, the other vehicle?
Yeah, we could do that.
Utility tax.
I mean, you could take the whole vehicle out. Well, I guess it was an enterprise fund.
That's only $16,000,
doesn't it? Four times.
We could do that, and then give it up to the department.
Yeah.
Well, we could
do the 46, whatever the total was.
We would do a big slide out of the utility tax at 30,000. So when you have 230 and we'd have about almost 300,000 because of the patrol vehicle. If we did these 200,000 and the 30, that's 230 and 63 is 293, that's almost $300,000.
Sounds good?
Yep.
Well, so that'll make the ending budget balance over $1 million then.
I put the utility tax, capital expense, I'll just stick a number right in here. I'll just stick 300,000 here.
Yeah. I like to, I don't mind keeping the general fund ending balance low, so make you sweat the next year.
So that was just the way it would be. The any fund balance in the general fund would be back up to 1.1, almost 1.148 million.
The council policy's minimum of 500,000 in the general fund.
Yeah.
But I think
we can't go below 500. Right. You said that at the bottom.
But we have discussed the. And I think that the mayor is that I have a request on my desk that he gave me earlier here about looking at a different fund balance formula where we do it by percentage. And because I think, in my experience here in the 4 years I've been here, I think council feels more comfortable with a ending fund balance of $1.2 or $1.3 million. That seems to be a real comfort zone. And so I'll address that early in the year and bring that to council about changing the formula so that we have something on that. But right now it's $500,000 on the general fund.
Yeah, and it's starting to get quite low. If you noticed in the past, it was up there quite a bit and it's slowly starting to deflate.
Yeah, last year we took almost $600,000 out for capital for the park department.
Yes.
And we took it all out of ending fund balance.
And in the 9 budgets that I've given, that's almost one of the lowest figures that I've seen before. But I do have to compliment staff for their budget this year on how they've kept all their operating and everything else up 2 years ago.
And the presentation, as always, was excellent and understandable. Again, when I shake my head, yes, I understand. I don't necessarily agree.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
To put that caveat out there every year.
Hey, Mike, you got anything else?
No, that's a general fund. I'll save this as we presented it, and then in our discussions next week, if we want to.
Okay, we have any committee reports? Other than budget, that is.
I got a
couple.
Okay.
We'll hold the candle to what we just did, but, quick and fast, your solid waste, we had a meeting over in Richville on the 20th. We didn't have a quorum, we were one short, but we did quite a bit of discussing on things and whatnot, and it pretty well hold true with what we were talking about, and what Lauren come in and talk to us about as far as everything's concerned. I'll just give you a quick rundown, the amount of tonnage goes in, there's about 14,000 tons goes into the Bruce, so that's the Othello area. Richville, about 3,000 tons.
Wow.
Like 5 times what we do. Uh-huh. Either we're a heck of a lot cleaner, or we throw away a lot more stuff. I don't know. Basically, their tipping fees are going to remain the same. So give me a breakout, and I'll get you some copies made of this. Give them your blocks. But it gives an average of what the county does. It's probably right in the middle. It varies anywhere. Ours is $70 a ton for tipping fees. Whitman County is $99. Benton County is $73. Grant County is, I don't know, they got a figure here of $122. I don't think that's quite right. They've got it broken down in three different areas, so it kind of varies on that. Spokane County is $98. So we're in the middle of this thing. We don't even want to say what they are over on the other side because they're on the $200. But I will get you a copy of this and just kind of give you a readout of what's going on there. That's quick and fast on that one. Had a Guama meeting the other night, last Thursday, and of course Kevin Lindsay was there, and you know how he goes through all of his professional way of doing things, I'll put it that way. He gave us quite an update of what's going on with this bottle that they're talking about. It'd be a computer-generated bottle. But when they get through with this in the four counties, they'll be able to dice this thing from one end to the other down to, I don't know what the exact depth of that was, probably 3,000-4,000 feet over the surface on down. And it shows all the layers. It also shows the fault lines, basically how they run and whatever. And I think it's going to be very interesting when they get this thing put together. There are ways down the road to actually to completion, but it's very interesting what they're doing. Also, on Tuesday, November the 16th, at 7 o'clock at the ATEC building at Moses Lake, they're going to have a forum about the future of our water. And they're supposed to give us an update of what's going on. I want to be able to attend it. I would like to, but I've got a previous commitment. Anyway, they call it the Regional Groundwater Forum. I don't know whether you've got a copy of that in your box or not. If not, I can give you a copy of it.
Everybody got a copy.
Okay. Anyway, I think it'd be very interesting. Actually, they're going to have a tour of that area. I've been on that tour already. And I think that's for more or less ladies and dignitaries to actually get a grasp of this thing and what the volume and what the content of it is and how important it is to do something with some of this. It kind of ties in with Columbia Basin Development League. They had a meeting last week also. I did not attend, but I got a lot of information out of it, and they'll be here next week to tell us a little more. Basically, what they're trying to do is get rid of a lot of these deep wells in the Odessa Aquifer and replace them with surface water, which will lengthen the lifetime of that ancient water, as they call it, the 18,000 to 2,000 year water. So, in other words, it'd give a city a reprieve. You know, if we're if we're totally dependent on well water and everybody keeps pumping on this thing, like pretty soon we're going to have a problem. And that's what I think, Mark, you alluded to when we were talking about we're going to run out of water. And that's basically what they're trying to do, is so that does not happen. Because some areas, there's nothing they can do as far as surface water to replace that unless we go through a lot of legislative problems so we can pick up the water out of Columbia River and take care of us, and we no longer have to worry about wells. But anyway, that whole thing is all kind of tied together, and I'm sure that the Columbia Basin Development League will work on that and tell us a little more next week. Just to kind of give you an idea of what the Bureau of Reclamation is working on, they've got four different plans of the design of what they want to do to take care of some of the surface water for the Columbia Basin project. And it runs anywhere, a low figure of $841 million to $3.3 billion. And it depends on what kind of a Cadillac system we want, or how much area do we want to cover. A smaller amount, I don't even think, takes care of what the acreage is in the deep wells. It's just a portion of it. So you've got to look at it together. The Cadillac portion of it is putting in new reservoirs and adding more reservoirs so you've got more area to water. You're talking about a pressurized system rather than a gravity flow, which will help a lot of your areas up and down, so we carry through those where you don't have to follow the line of your gravity to get the water flow like we did in practically everything in the original basin. So that's about all I got to say.
Great. Anybody else? Committee reports? Okay, unfinished business? New business? Okay, mayor's announcements. Bid opening for well number 6 will be this Thursday, November 4th at 11 at City Hall. Union negotiations are Friday, November 5th from 8:30 to noon at City Hall. Council members Darrow, Deaver, and Kaler. We're all on? Okay. And then mayor's luncheon is not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday at the Senior Center at 12 o'clock. ACDC meeting this month is 6 p.m. Wednesday, November 10th. At City Hall, and the city audit should be completed this week. Is there any other announcements I did not know about? Okay, great job, you guys. We got through it. This meeting's adjourned. Cool. I did it before 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's hot in here.
I'm going to get yours.